This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. You've heard me talk multiple times about emerald ash borer, the bug that will destroy the vast majority of ash trees. Notice I said will. The exotic beetle from Asia was discovered in southeastern Michigan near Detroit in the summer of 2002. Since that time, it has been discovered in 33 states and 3 Canadian provinces. EAB has killed over 8 billion ash trees and will continue. The only places where the trees have a better chance is where temperatures drop to 30 below zero. White ash, for now, is faring better than the green or black ash. Scientists are working on resistant strains, just as they have with elm trees lost to Dutch elm. In the meantime, how do we turn this into a possibility? In an article I just read, conservation groups that work in the Mississippi National River and Recreation Area are using this disaster to possibly help thwart another climate change. By replacing ash with other kinds of trees, as well as bushes and other plants, they hope to establish a forest that's more likely to thrive in a future of higher average temperatures and much more erratic precipitation. They're using bur oak and Kentucky coffee trees, both more tolerant of higher temps and moist soil. Cities across the states are creating their own management plans that include being proactive and cutting down the ash trees that, while maybe not infected yet, are not worth saving, such as young trees. Also, if entire boulevards are planted with only ash trees, they're cutting some back and replacing them. Others, they may use chemicals on. If the ash has lost 50% of its canopy due to EAB, it's not worth using chemical treatments. I have a comprehensive fact sheet on insecticide options. I have much more information on EAB and other planting options on my website, gardenbite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.